The following episode of Commute GVM originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on Tuesday, July 14th, 2026 at 5 p.m. Good afternoon. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We're keeping the community and community radio here in the Gallatin Valley. 95.9 on your FM dial, KGVM.org online. I'm your host, Bob Wall, sitting in for Ruth. And I'm going to play you some music for the next hour, get us up to 6 o'clock in Democracy Now! I want to start off by thanking another one of our underwriters that helps support our programming here on KGVM. We are completely volunteer-powered, community-supported, so we get by with contributions from our underwriters and from listeners like you. So if you'd like to help support KGVM, if you like what you hear on this station, you can visit kgvm.org. There's a support button at the top of the homepage. It'll walk you through making an online donation via PayPal. You don't have to have a PayPal account, but it does go through PayPal to process credit cards. Or you can Venmo KGVM 959. Both of those ways of paying have an option to do a recurring monthly or yearly donation. We especially like those sustaining memberships to KGVM for a kind of a dependable stream of income. Even $5 a month is a big help to help us keep doing what we're doing here. And underwriters like the following are also a big part of our support. Got a job at a record store 3 days a week and no more than four. KGVM is thankful for the support of Cactus Records and Gifts, located at 2742 West Main, next to Rook's across from the mall. They're on the web at cactusrecords.net. Cactus has been Bozeman's independent source for new and used music, jewelry, and weird for decades. The same great music and gifts, that same weirdo store, now on Bozeman's West End. Bozeman, this is your weekend. The Slam Summer Festival is August 8th and 9th at Bogart Park, and it's free. 2 days of live music, local art, food, dance, hands-on activities for kids, a beer garden, and more. Slam supports local artists and musicians right here in our community. You can spend Saturday at an art workshop. Start Sunday with a free yoga class. Slam, August 8th and 9th at Bogart Park, for free. Details at slamfestivals.org. All right, looking forward to Slam. It's going to be a lot of fun. KGVM will have a booth there next to the stage at Bogart Park. And we're helping out with sound and stuff. So it's going to be a good time. I hope you'll stop by and say hello. Check out some of the KGVM stuff. Maybe record a station ID or a little bumper for us to use on the air. You can be on the radio. Or if you'd like to have a show on KGVM, stop by and we'll talk to you about how that can be made to happen. All right, I'm going to kick things off tonight with some music by a band that's going to play here at the Gallatin Labor Temple on Friday night. It's a Bozeman Folklore Society show, and the band is called The Gated Community. They're a band out of Minneapolis, kind of a country folk music. So I thought I hadn't heard a lot of their stuff, and so I've got some of it, and I thought I'd play you some, give you a little taste of what's coming up here on Friday night at the Labor Temple. And I'll start out with a cut off of their newest album, The Honor and Glory of the Gated Community, which I think is a pretty good title for an album. It's called To the Sea Once More. Then from their previous album, Won't You Believe Me, I'll play you Filler. And from one before that, called Country Hymn, I'll play Can't Get Right. And finish off with one called Take Me Down to the Rig from We Can Do Anything. Here's a little Gated Community for you here on KGVM Bozeman.
I'm a child of age who has lost my way. I afford no cause that I could not say. But I'd hold this close to my dying day till I knew that I'd found my home. Over land, when the breath is done. Over land, when I've left and run. Over land, when my death has come, I'll return to the sea once more. I was caught betwixt and between all things that my mother feared for a child who sings. But there'd be no cage nor a throne for kings when I knew that I'd found my home. Over land, when the breath is done. Over land, when I've left and run. Over land, when my death has come, I'll return to the sea once more. So I set on foot for a town out west, and my mother knew that it was for best. I could not delay, wasn't time for rest, as I knew that I'd find my home. Overland, when the breath is done, overland, when I've left and run, overland, when my death has come, I'll return to the sea once more. And I wandered long for a lonely year. I had conquered not but my only fear, that I'd find no sand and I'd disappear. Then I saw that I'd found my home. Overland, when the breath is done, overland, when I've left and run, overland, when my death has come, I'll return to the sea once more. So I built a boat from a beached old tree, and I set out west on the shining sea, and the sky and sun finally came for me, for I knew that I'd found my home. Overland, when the breath is done, overland, when I've left and run, overland, when my death has come, I'll return to the sea once more. Overland, when the breath is done, overland, when I've left and run, overland, when my death has come, I'll return to the sea once more.
Something in your
Take me down to Rumble. Just whenever you can.
Was the Gated Community song called Take Me Down to the Rig. Before that, I Can't Get Right, filler, and start out with To the Sea Once More. Some selections off of some of their different albums. Again, they're going to be playing down at the Labor Temple on Friday night. I think it's doors at 7, show at 7:30. Tickets and info are at bozemanfolklore.org. You're listening to KGVM Bozeman, 95.9 FM, kgvm.org online, and I want to thank you for tuning in this warm Tuesday afternoon. It's not as hot as it's been the last couple days, but it's warm out there. I want to thank the Bozeman Folklore Society. You'll hear a little bit more about some other things that they've got coming up. And then here, today's human capital and maybe today's climate connections as well. KGVM thanks the Bozeman Folklore Society for their support. The Bozeman Folklore Society is dedicated to promoting, preserving, enjoying, and teaching the music, dance, and arts of traditional cultures. The Celtic Collective plays music at Valhalla Meadery on Friday evenings, and there's an open Celtic jam at Valhalla Meadery on Sunday afternoons. BFS is hosting the Gated Community at the Labor Temple on Friday, July 17th, doors at 7 p.m., show starts at 7:30. On Tuesday, August 4th, BFS is hosting a concert by Iona Fife at the Gallatin Labor Temple. Iona sings in the Scots language, so it'll be an opportunity to hear something a little bit different, and she's a fantastic singer. She'll be doing her concert at the Labor Temple on August 4th. More information on all BFS activities is available at bozemanfolklore.org or on the Bozeman Folklore Society Facebook page.
Ever wonder what song is playing on KGVM? Visit www.spintron.com/KGVM for playlist information, now playing, and chat with the DJ on air. Once again, visit www.spintron.com/KGVM for playlist information.
This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Pope Leo XIV excommunicated four newly ordained Catholic bishops last week, members of the Conservative Society of St. Pius X. The group of Catholic hardliner traditionalists directly defied Pope Leo XIV by ordaining the four new bishops without the Pope's consent in a ritual-laden ceremony at the Society's seminary in the Swiss village of Econ. The conservative breakaway Society of St. Pius X had received repeated warnings from the Vatican that the ordinations would constitute a schismatic act and trigger the automatic excommunication of all bishops involved. Last Thursday, the Vatican went further than expected, declaring that the four new bishops, the two bishops who consecrated them, all priests of the Society of St. Pius X, and all lay Catholics who adhere formally to the group were now in schism and excommunicated. Declaring a group in schism is rare. That means that it is no longer considered inside the Catholic Church. Excommunications are extremely rare and generally mean the excommunicated person is no longer considered a member of the Church and cannot receive the sacraments. The Vatican's July 2nd decree of excommunication states that the Society of St. Pius X now administers the sacraments illicitly and can no longer officiate marriages or hear valid confessions. In its excommunication announcement, the Vatican offered the possibility of welcoming the former members back into the Church. In Bozeman, a new housing project near Fowler Lane is set to bring 296 workforce housing units to market as developers push to add more below-market rentals in one of Montana's most expensive housing markets. The project, called Rocky Mountain Flats, uses low-income housing tax credits to help fund the construction. Blue Line Development and the Human Resource Development Council broke ground on the project a few weeks ago. The complex will have 2 4-story buildings and 1 5-story building and will include a picnic area, a dog park, and a playground, along with 1, 2, 3, and 4-bedroom apartments. The units are expected to serve income earners at about 30% to 70% of the area median income. Based on the current numbers from the city of Bozeman, a single person making up to $53,000 a year could qualify for one of the Rocky Mountain Flats apartments. A couple making up to $61,000 or a family of 4 making up to about $76,000 a year also could qualify for the low-income rentals. Larger units could fill an important need for families looking for affordable housing. Because the project uses low-income housing tax credits funding, the units are set to remain rent-restricted for the foreseeable future. Across Bozeman, more than 1,000 affordable housing units are either under construction or in the review process. Bozeman is planning the development of 3,000 acres in the northwest part of town tied to a new sewer lift station and future annexation into the city of Bozeman. Residents can weigh in on the growth, the open space, and neighborhood character. The development is planned north of Durston Road and west of Harper Puckett Road. Chris Nauman, a principal at Sandbell, a community design firm selected by the city to assist with the Northwest Bozeman project, is involved in the master planning for the 3,000-acre project. Nauman explained that the planning is happening now because of infrastructure improvements for the area. Nauman said, "It's being stipulated by the city's plans to put in a sanitary sewer lift station near the intersection of Harper Puckett and East Valley Center Road. The sewer lift station is in the design phase and could be constructed in 2027. It would serve the 3,000-acre development, which is currently planned as primarily residential with some mixed-use areas. A pop-up event for public input will be Tuesday, July 14th, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Bozeman Farmers Market in Lindley Park in Bozeman."
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.
You are invited to have a beer on Sunday, July 19th from 2 to 8 p.m. with the Walkers for Cowboy Bob and the Alzheimer's Association at Bozeman Brewing Company as they raise money for the Walk to End Alzheimer's. A portion of sales will go to help support research toward finding a cure for Alzheimer's. There will also be a raffle for a gift card from Montana Aleworks.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. People across the world are signing up to be online walrus detectives. They're scanning hundreds of thousands of satellite images of the Arctic to find and count the blubbery, tusked animals. Rod Downey is with the nonprofit WWF, which partnered with the British Antarctic Survey to launch the Walrus from Space project. He says walruses are under threat as human activity in the Arctic increases and climate warming melts the sea ice they use for breeding and resting.
Despite being such big, powerful animals, they're really increasingly vulnerable to climate change as the sea ice is literally melting out from beneath them.
To study how warming will affect walruses and take action to protect them, scientists need to know how many walruses there are now and where they live. But the Arctic is vast and remote, and the animals get spooked when people are nearby. So instead of counting them in person, the team asked volunteers to identify them from satellite images. Donnie hopes that this project can help people learn more about the Arctic and feel like they're making a difference.
Having something really practical to do that will contribute towards the science and ultimately contribute towards the conservation of an iconic Arctic species is just a great opportunity.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
All right, going to keep her rolling here on this sunny Tuesday afternoon. We're almost at 5:30 already. And another show that's coming up at the Labor Temple. I told you yesterday about the show Thursday night, Miss Massive Snowflake, coming over from Billings. They'll be joined by Tiny Oyota and When We Met, a duo from Portland that's coming over. Then Friday night, the Gated Community. Next Tuesday night, kind of a late evening show after a labor union meeting, Danbert Nobacon, who was the lead singer for the band Chumbawamba. You might remember them from back in the late 70s. He's doing a solo tour now. He's playing kind of more folk protest songs, so kind of the folk tradition. And he's going to be doing a show at the Labor Temple. It starts at 9. It'll kick off with Quinlan Connolly of the Three Penny Riot doing a solo set, and then Danbert Nobacon. So I thought I'd play a little of that to get you warmed up for that show as well. I debated. I was not going to play Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba, but I think I will. Everybody knows that song, but it might have been a while since you've heard it. And then I'll play you the next cut off of that album, Tub Thumper, is called Amnesia. And Chumbawamba was kind of a politically active. They call themselves anarchist rock or anarchist punk. So I'll play you Tub Thumping and Amnesia. And then a cut by Danbert called We're All Antifa Now. And that's what he's calling his tour, the We're All Antifa Now tour, which is awesome. And then a cut by Danbert Nobacon and the Axis of Dissent, a band that he plays with, called When Push Comes to Shove. We'll start out here with Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba.
Truth is, I thought it mattered. I thought that music mattered. But does it bollocks? Not compared to how people matter.
Drink. He drinks a cut the head in half using a bandsaw and scoop the brains out. Blast the brain out with water or air. Suck the brain out through a hole in the head.
What about free speech? What about free speech? What about free speech?
That's not the point. You're giving this place a bad name. I've got my position to think of.
It's getting worse. Buckle up. Bad clown, creepy, and his goons are running amok. It's getting worse. Make it stop. It's not funny anymore. It never was. It's getting worse. Man, take my ass to the mat. It's a gerrymandered power grab. It's getting worse. Mass manufactured emergencies as a means of unleashing emergency powers. Woke up this morning to find that me and my mates have been designated terrorists for having the nerve to sing and shout about it. This super capitalistic fascist politics. It's getting worse. The gloss has long since worn off. The American dream denied to most of us. It's getting worse. They pay paradise to build their market fundamentalist mega church. It's getting worse. Ram down our throats, long capital Ovid choking us. It's getting worse. This dog money universe makes collateral damage out of most of us. Woke up this morning to find that me and my pals have been designated terrorists for having the nerve to sing and shout about it. This super capitalistic fascist politics. Yeah, about that super capitalistic fascist politics, where the freedom to sell automatic weapons trumps the freedom not to be shot by them, where the freedom to dump forever chemicals trashes the freedom not to breathe them in, where the freedom to deny the greenhouse effect cancels 99% of climate science, where this economic freedom Uber Alice is that idiot plan to rule a burning planet. But a spring can only be coiled so tight. The pendulum can only swing so far to the right. It's getting worse before it gets better. Real life at the end of whatever. What the heck? All hands on deck. Come all ye of little faith, come all ye radical left lunatics, we're all Antifa now. What the heck? All hands on deck. We are Portland Frogs. We are Palestine Action. We're all Antifa now. We're all Antifa now. We're all Antifa now. We'll be singing. We get knocked down, we get up again. You're never gonna keep us down. We get knocked down, we get up again. You're never gonna keep us down. We get knocked down, we get up again. You're never gonna keep us down. We get knocked down, we get up again. You're never gonna keep us down.
As Albert Einstein said, we can't solve our problems with the same thinking that was used to create them. As Frederick Douglass said, power conceits nothing without a demand. Never did, never will, so here are our demands. It's not rocket science, it's really quite simple. To love who we want, to have some room to breathe. Democracy in the workplace, some democracy in our paychecks, some health and well-being for the planet and for all. So this is a love song from the bottom up. We're done being pushed. Enough is enough, and there are more than enough of us for this push and shove.
Class with love, push, shove.
All right, Dan Burt, No Bacon, and the Axis of Dissent, When Push Comes to Shove. Before that, he did We're All Antifa Now. That's my kind of folk music there. And before that, a couple by Chumbawamba. Dan Burt was the lead singer at Chumbawamba. Off of their album, Tub Thumper, I played Amnesia and, of course, Tub Thumping. This is KGVM Bozeman, the audio mirror of the Gallatin Valley, 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online. I'm your host, Bob Wall, playing you some music to get us up to the 6 o'clock hour. Then we'll hear Democracy Now! Today. I want to thank another of our underwriters and hear today's labor history in two. KGVM thanks Pine Creek Lodge for their support. Pine Creek Lodge in the Paradise Valley is a unique live music venue featuring shows under the stars and among the pines. Pine Creek's back window features food truck-style dining options, and they sell domestic and local beers and wines. The following shows are coming up at Pine Creek. Opera Montana presents A River Runs Through It on Tuesday, July 14th. Lucero with Thomas Dolbaum on Wednesday, the 15th. Andy Frasco and the UN with The Sleepless Elite and Yellowstone Scent on Thursday, the 16th. The Last Revel with Western Wallflower on Friday, the 17th. Of Monsters and Men with August Ponthier on Saturday and Sunday, July 18th and 19th. Holland Dotson and Jonathan Cole on Wednesday, July 22nd. Anders Osborne and Jackie Green with Floribel on Thursday, the 23rd. The Clay Street Unit with The Takes on Friday, the 24th. Steve Earle with Ismay on Saturday, the 25th. Blue Oyster Cult with Danny B on Sunday, the 26th. And many more. You can find more information, schedules, and tickets at PineCreekLodgeMontana.com. They hope to see you soon for some music between the pines.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1978. That was the day municipal workers in Cleveland, Louisville, and Philadelphia walked off the job. That summer was rocked with public sector strikes, starting with a firefighter strike in Memphis. In Cleveland, municipal services came to a virtual halt as city workers honored a police work stoppage. In Louisville, firefighters walked off the job after the Kentucky Labor Relations Board found the city guilty of unfair labor practices. And in Philadelphia, 20,000 AFSCME members, including sanitation, highway, and health department workers, rejected a last-minute contract offer. They demanded wage increases, but they were also furious when the city announced it would have to lay off city workers to pay an arbitration award to the police. Sanitation strikes soon followed in New Orleans, San Antonio, Detroit, and Tuscaloosa. By the third week of July, transit workers in Washington, D.C. staged a wildcat strike, as did postal workers in California and New Jersey. Labor historian Joseph McCartan notes that public sector strikes peaked in 1975 and again in 1978. By the late 1970s, the volatile recipe of rising public sector union militancy, inflation, and anti-tax reform made public sector unions more vulnerable than at any other time. Suddenly, the union became a convenient scapegoat for public officials dealing with declining relative tax revenues, demands for improved public services, and taxpayer unrest. McCartan adds that by 1978, public employers came out swinging in labor disputes. Public sector unions would struggle to hold their own in an increasingly hostile environment as their ability to strike was being severely eroded. The backlash against public sector militancy set the stage for President Reagan's smashing of the PATCO Union just 3 years later.
All right. I love labor history in two. And I think now's a good time to be refreshing our memory about some of the struggles that have happened and maybe thinking about how they accomplished some of those things. Maybe we're going to have to break some of those tactics out again. Who knows? All right, I'm going to play some more music to finish off tonight's set. I played some Tiny Iota and Miss Massive Snowflake yesterday. They're going to be at the Labor Temple Thursday night, but I thought I'd play a couple more. I'll play Angel Whip Makeup by Tiny Iota off of Unending Bent. That's a great album. Their brand new one. And then Jackie from Miss Massive Snowflake's EP Friends. And I'll play you some King Ropes from Idaho, Ride in Your Car. I just saw that King Ropes has got a new album coming out. They're doing an album release party sometime in August, I think. So looking forward to that. But here's Tiny Iota, Angel Whip Makeup. All right, I wasn't watching the time very well. I'm not going to have time to get into that King Rope song. We'll save it for later. Try to find out a little bit more about their album release party coming up. For that, you heard Miss Massive Snowflake with Jackie and Angel Whip Makeup by Tiny Iota from their new album Unending Bent. They'll be at the Labor Temple Thursday night with When We Met. Gated community there on Friday night. Danbert No Bacon with Quinton Connolly from Three Penny Riot will be there next Tuesday. And tomorrow night, Three Penny Riot's going to be at the Hoff with a couple other bands. Cheap Glue from Minneapolis, I think, is one of them. So I might wander down for that, too. So a lot of great music coming up. Keep it tuned right here to KGVM. We got Democracy Now! Next. And have a great evening.